It's Friday morning when we're joined by Adam Brooks, the managing editor at the Journal Record newspaper, for the Business Intelligence Report. Adam, something pretty monumental happened this week. Oklahoma City decided it's going to look for a new site for the convention center that's part of the Metropolitan Area Projects, or MAPS 3, that Oklahoma City voters approved in 2009. Adam, what exactly happened on Tuesday?
Yeah, on Tuesday afternoon, the city sent out a news release that said they are reopening the site selection process. And this was all a pretty big surprise to everybody because they've been moving forward on this site. There have been renderings of a convention center that had underground spaces. There's been RFPs sent out for a hotel to go alongside of it and parking. So everybody had thought something would happen, even though we knew there was a dispute over the price of the land they wanted.
So give me a little bit of background here. How exactly did we get to this point where the price of land was disputed?
So the site they were looking at is just south of the Myriad Gardens. It's a former car dealership. The city has budgeted about $13 million for the land, and the current owners, a group called RICO, thinks it's worth more than $100 million, and they've based that rate on other projects that have been built downtown recently, such as the Devon Tower. We had just heard that they were negotiating. We didn't realize they were so far apart, and there had been an eminent domain process going on. We'd been told that was just the way things are done during these sorts of negotiations, but the city has decided to drop out of that process and start looking for a new space.
And shortly after this happened, you and I exchanged a few emails, and you called the convention center the crown jewel of the MAPS 3 projects. For those who may not remember what exactly this is all about, it's a temporary 1 cent sales tax increase that went into effect in 2010 and continues for the next 3 years. It's designed to raise $777 million for what Mayor Mick Cornett often calls quality of life initiatives. There's a public park that will extend from downtown to the river. That's part of the so-called Core to Shore project. There's also a streetcar and a transit system, a lot of running trails, health centers, and things like that. But as you said, the centerpiece of all of this is the convention center. So help me understand just how big a deal this is.
You know, it really is symbolically a big deal. So much was geared around this. This was going to be right at the head of the park. It was going to connect downtown to the park. It was going to be highly visible. The streetcar was going to run past it. The planned Crosstown Boulevard along the old I-40 footprint was going to run right past it. It was just a really, really prominent piece of this puzzle.
And again, speaking to just how much of an impact this is having, in another earlier conversation, you and I talked about tax increment financing districts, these TIFs that use public monies to incentivize business development. What could this mean for these types of public-private partnerships?
Yeah, there are some members of the council who just in general worry that TIFs and other incentives aren't good investments and that you could still get the development without doing that. There was a TIF that had been talked about for this area specifically south of the Myriad Gardens, but I assume that they might try to do something new when they decide what the new site is, but we don't know where that will be.
All right, so what's next at this point? If this is truly back to square one, as you've kind of alluded to, how much of a delay on the finished convention center are we talking about here, and where does Oklahoma City go from here?
City officials won't really say. In fact, they don't like us saying they're back to square one. They say it's just a little delay, but they also don't want to discuss what the timeline is. The convention center was expected to open in 2017. Now we really don't know. When they were first looking for sites in 2009, there were several considered. There was East Bricktown. There was one on Shields. And they even talked about redeveloping the Cox Center. Any of those spots might not fit the budget now because land prices have gone up as downtown has developed. And the problem with redeveloping the Cox Center is then you might lose your major convention space for a couple of years, and that is probably not good for business.
Sounds like this project is going to affect so much of downtown Oklahoma City. I'm sure we'll revisit it again. Adam Brooks, the managing editor at the Journal Record newspaper, thanks as always for joining us.
Thank you.